In the run-up to the Petraeus report, American military and political leaders have repeatedly pointed to one relative bright spot, Anbar province. Local tribal leaders there have joined with the U.S., turning against al-Qaeda-linked fighters and pacifying the formerly deadly city of Ramadi. And yet the U.S. military regularly loses more troops in Anbar than any other province but Baghdad. Earlier today, the military reported that four more Marines were killed in combat operations there yesterday. NPR's Jamie Terabay is just back from a visit to Anbar. She joins us from our bureau in Baghdad. And Jamie, we're hearing a lot about Anbar as a success story. President Bush, of course, making his unannounced visit to Anbar this week, highlighting it as a model for something that could work through the rest of Iraq.
Yes, I think that's definitely the way that Anbar is being promoted at the moment. You know, it also is a place where the administration can lay its claim that al-Qaeda of Iraq is the greatest threat to the stability in the country. But Anbar is pretty unique in the way that success was achieved. I think you need to kind of define success. You know, what exactly are we talking about here? You know, is it the success of American military strategy and counterinsurgency, which is, you know, General Petraeus's area of expertise? Because that's not what, you know, we've seen here on the ground in Anbar. Even the Marines will tell you that you cannot force a customer to buy a product if he doesn't want it. And the reason that things have calmed down in Anbar province is because the local population has decided not that it wants to join the Americans, but because it wants to get rid of, you know, the al-Qaeda in Iraq fighters. So they will tell you that it's not really a consequence of any military strategy, but rather the Sunni population redefining its goals and what it wants to achieve and deciding to get on board with the political process and start having a greater voice in the way the country is run.
We mentioned that you're just back from Anbar. Tell us a little bit about what you saw there.
We were in the city of Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar, and from where we were within the government building and the provincial council building and the governor's building, it was quiet. You know, there'd been a lot of painting redone. Much of the city center itself is still quite damaged from the months and months of fighting between American troops and the insurgents there. So it was, in some parts, it's still quite vacant and eerily so. Within the compounds, everyone was walking around without their body armor, but I wanted to go outside and take a walk around and take a look around, and they basically told me that it was still too dangerous to do that.
And Jamie, when you look at the numbers of U.S. casualties, the numbers for Anbar are still generally second highest after Baghdad. Is that because it is such a huge province stretching all the way west to the border from Baghdad, or is it demographic or what?
Well, I think it's all of those things. Anbar is huge. It's the biggest province in Iraq. It's roughly the size of North Carolina. And, you know, it is mainly Sunni. And, you know, if you are one particular sect, your enemies are quite clear. And for the entire time, since right after the U.S. invasion in 2003, the Sunnis of Anbar have had one distinct enemy, and that has been the American troops in their region. So that is one of the reasons why the troop casualties have been as high as they have been. Also the fact that, you know, in the last few months, as part of the surge, I think about 4,000 American troops have been sent to Anbar to help support the effort there. And if you have more troops in the region, you're likely to encounter more deaths.
And when you think about the political dynamic going on there now with the tribal leaders who have allied themselves with the United States, does it follow that they're also allied with the Shiite-led government?
Not necessarily so. And this is the greatest test for the Iraqi central government in Baghdad. The trip that I went on to Ramadi was based around the Anbar Forum, which is basically some leaders of the central government, the two vice presidents, one of the deputy prime ministers was there to offer support and funding to Anbar province. They promised $70 million additional dollars to help rebuild Anbar. They also offered $50 million for compensation to people whose homes had been damaged. And they also promised 6,000 extra civil servant jobs. So they see how tenuous it is, the relationship that the Iraqi government has with the provincial leaders and the tribal leaders in Anbar. The people in Anbar are very distrustful of the Shiite-dominated government, and they need to see that the government is serious about improving relations and promoting national reconciliation. And this is one of the things that they're looking at as a demonstration of that.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. She's just returned from a trip to Anbar province.